This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. They tell you in radio school not to use a whole lot of numbers in your story because numbers going by you real fast does not help you, the humble listener, figure out what's going on. I didn't do real well in school, so we're going to have some numbers here today. You ready? This morning we got what appeared to be some pretty good news. First time unemployment claims fell last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. They fell by 130,000. To 881,000 people having lost their jobs, the lowest number that's been since this whole thing started back in March, and only the second time it's been under a million. But let me back up for a minute here. That phrase, seasonally adjusted claims. This week, for the first time, the Labor Department adjusted its seasonal adjustment. That does make the data more accurate, yes, but also more confusing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is going to make it less confusing.
What's the point of a seasonal adjustment?
So economists use seasonal adjustments to smooth out seasonal patterns to get a better read of the underlying trends in the labor market.
Heidi Shierholz was chief economist at the Labor Department during the Obama administration.
You know, every year in January, 100,000 extra people apply for unemployment insurance claims because they lost temporary holiday jobs. You wouldn't want economists to all of a sudden say, things in the economy are really deteriorating. When they're not, it was just a normal seasonal pattern.
So the statisticians at the Labor Department apply seasonal adjustment formulas to reveal the underlying trends. But a pandemic with more than 20 million layoffs over a few weeks, this stuff is pretty unprecedented. And the traditional methodology for seasonal adjustment of the data
have been messed up.
So the Bureau of Labor Statistics stepped up to fix the methodology. Joseph Bruzuelas at RSM Consulting explains.
And so they moved from doing what we called a multiplicative seasonal adjustment to an additive seasonal adjustment. And I'll stop there before I put everybody to sleep.
But BLS didn't apply the fix retroactively to previous weeks, meaning we don't really know if claims just fell by 130,000. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Bruzuelas says there is a better number to follow right now, the total number of workers getting an unemployment check every week. It's around 29 million, and it's gradually been coming down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.